Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Season 1 Q&A for Seven of Hearts. I am your host, I guess, and also writer, director, sound editor, voice of Alex, etc., etc. Chase! Woo! I'm passing the baton to Cry.
Woo!
No!
Take the baton, Cry.
We go down
together. I also want to go to bed. This is going to be such a massive Q&A. A rip to anybody listening to this.
I can't believe we've been going for 2 minutes and already have bloopers. We should maybe restart.
No, we are not restarting. We are not restarting.
I'm crying. I do everything.
Everything.
Hades.
Help.
Oh, hi. Hades, Felix, Marshall, whatever you want to call me. I voice Sal. I'm looking at Pokemon right now. Yep. I've been looking at Pokemon for like the last 5 minutes.
Somebody else is going to have to assign Alex a Pokemon later because I have not looked at anything about Pokemon.
Oh. Is it ours or our characters?
I might have read it wrong. It's the characters, is it not?
Oh my. I don't remember it. I'll keep
it. Oh, it is the characters.
Who knows?
It's the track of the characters. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you're speaking. You want to introduce yourself?
Oh, me, yeah. Hello. I'm Riley, and I voice Devin, my child. Oh wait, I have to hand the baton.
Hand the baton. Throw the baton. Take something. Nobody cares. Cass, take the baton.
Yeah, that's what I Cass.
Okay. Hi, I'm Cass. I'm Caspian. I voice Carmen and I help with audio editing. Cause it's a mess.
Cass, chuck the baton at someone.
I don't know who's left.
Dan.
Beth and Dan.
Beth.
I'm Beth. I play Ollie and provide occasional moral support and occasional moral destruction. over to Will.
I am last for a reason. Hi. I'm Will. I voice literally everyone. Thank
you. All of them. Okay.
Every single character.
We have an hour, you guys. We have an hour, and then I am cutting this off, and if we do not get through all the questions, tough shit. So let's stay on track.
We got this.
Okay.
Question one. What? Why does Zach suck?
Who said that?
Kit.
I've also got a bunch of questions from the Tumblr, so.
Cool, we'll trade it out. We'll go one each time.
We'll go one from each. Okay, that sounds good. Why does Zach suck? Because he sucks. Next question.
Zach sucks because he deserves to be a problem.
Zach sucks because he's entitled.
He makes his problems everyone's problems.
So true.
And it's okay. Mm.
Zach sucks and I love him.
Okay. This is from Poison. For the Q&A, can I ask if the transcript might not be accurate? It was added because of me. Yes, sort of. Poison was the one commenting that the transcript was not accurate. The transcript was not accurate because people improvise, because stuff gets cut, yeah. And because this was probably before Cry started helping with the transcripts. Yeah, yes, Poison, it was because of you. Happy? Okay, Cry.
Favorite snack. It's not clear if it's in character or out of character, so I'm gonna go.
You could do both?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, okay.
Last I checked, Connor's favorite just food in general is Starbursts, and I don't like food.
Who next?
I'll go. Carmen's favorite snack is Takis, much to everyone else's dismay. And my favorite snack is it's a candy. It's Extreme Sour Warheads hard candies.
Cass, aren't you not supposed to eat sour stuff?
Supposed to eat much of anything.
Yeah.
Actually.
Alex's favorite snack is probably, I don't know, something dumb. My favorite snack.
It's vodka.
Vodka's not a snack. My favorite snack is, I don't know, I can't eat. Hades?
You like SpaghettiOs.
I do love SpaghettiOs. So much.
Well, my favorite snack. Recently, I've been eating a lot of Cheez-Its. I'm sick, and there's only so much I can do.
Normal Cheez-Its or, like, flavored Cheez-Its, extra toasty Cheez-Its?
It's just regular. Regular, the best way to go. Sal's favorite snack. Let's make something up on the spot. Sal likes Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Gross. Awful.
Do you not like Twizzlers?
Twizzlers are great. Amazing. I love Twizzlers.
They don't really sell them over here.
There's a lot of our candies that sell over there.
Dan, you spoke. What's Zach's favorite snack and your favorite snack?
Grapes, because he's a problem.
Why grape? Why specifically grape?
Wait, what kind of grapes?
Question taste.
Just grapes.
The ones without the seed.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, grapes are good if you put them in the freezer.
Cotton candy grapes are really good.
And your favorite snack, Deb?
Don't have one.
Okay. Beth, over to you.
Okay, I don't know what you count as a snack, but I think Ollie's favorite snack is ramen, because if they count ramen as a snack, it means they're eating properly food-wise.
They sure are a college student.
And I think, my favorite snack right now, I think, is cheesy chips. Again, I don't think it counts as a snack. Fries, if you're American. But chips or fries with melted cheese.
Oh, that sounds so good. Flat.
That potatoes. Does sound good.
Potatoes are easy.
I'm gonna say Devin's favorite snack. I don't know if it counts as a snack, but Devin loves mac and cheese with the Dairy Queen.
Devin is lactose intolerant.
Yeah, it's okay. Not. If you make Devin eat like vegan mac and cheese, they'll cry. but
dairy-free mac and cheese is pretty good.
I've not had it. And then I'm currently on a college student budget, so haven't gotten a lot of snacks, but what I've been eating a lot recently is pickles, like dill pickles, and that's great.
Okay, I could understand if it was bread and butter, but dill? Ugh.
Dill? Bread and butter pickles are gross.
I'm judging.
I hate bread and butter pickles.
They're so gross.
Can't.
Bread and butter pickles are so good.
Once again, I am confused by America.
Dill pickles are
good. What was the next question you were saying? Okay?
This was a joke. From an anonymous ask on Tumblr, a totally anonymous person, who is the best and why is it Kit? He's not. Next question. What is your favorite episode?
We love you, Kit.
Love you, Kit. I personally think the best is Cry.
An anonymous person on Tumblr, what is your favorite episode? Depends on the metric for favorite. I'd say in season one, my favorite episode is episode 5. No, it's got to be episode 5. It's got to be episode 5 for me. That's got to be my favorite season one episode.
Oh, God, I'm trying to remember the episodes now.
Me too.
I only remember the most recent episodes.
Episode 5 was the one where they got trashed, and then that was the one with Carm, like, Penguin, and then Alex drunk dialed Zach, so that one's a personal highlight for me.
Okay, yeah. That might be my favorite too. I really love that episode.
No, that one was great. That one was fun to both record. That one was so fun to both record and I don't know if I was editing yet then.
I don't think you were.
It was so good.
It was so fun to record though. I think my favorite episode to record is just I like a lot of the last five of season one because I liked editing those a lot.
Can't tell anybody what my favorite episode to record was because we haven't posted it yet.
Oh, I have a favorite episode to record. It's nowhere close to being.
my favorite episode is 14.
Of course, good episode.
I did just breathing heavily into a microphone for a solid 3 minutes.
Yes, there is a three-minute clip of Cry hyperventilating on my computer.
I really liked editing. I loved editing episode 14 because of Cry.
I love editing Cry scenes just in general because he'll say so. He just says the most random things, and it just makes me laugh every time. So it's great. Makes it much less boring.
I really like Sal scenes in the last few episodes.
My favorite episode is the 12, I think it was.
Freak Hard Monty.
It was such a nightmare.
Is that the one that's just? Ollie?
It's just me. I haven't listened back to any of the episodes because I don't want to hear my own voice, and that one's included. But it was a lot of fun to record.
Oh,
and to write. I didn't write it, but I was on call when Jace was, and it was a lot of fun.
Hades and Dan, I don't think we've heard from either of you yet.
The ones that are fun to record are the ones that have scenes with Dan and I, because we just kind of go wild.
Oh my god, episode 10, my beloved. The spider scene, I'm never getting over
that one.
Oh my gosh.
That's a good one.
I can't remember a single episode. Five's pretty funky. Any episode that requires me to say Sal's name sucks. So anything that isn't that.
I'm so sorry. You're not the only one who can't say it, at least, if that's any comfort to you.
Question from October. Were there any other variations of the theme/intro song considered?
I don't quite remember, but I don't think so.
Sorry, Cry. You were gonna talk. Jay said, hey, does this sound good? I can, change it if we want. And we were all like, yeah, no, that sounds great.
I think I probably messed around with it a couple times before I actually sent it to you guys, but I don't think you were considered on, a server-wide level. I think I sent you guys that one, and we were pretty much all like, yeah, that works.
I'm going to say about the music, or just intro song in general, /outro song in general, is listen closely. Keep listening. You'll see.
Yeah.
We're talking about the music.
My turn. Mm-hmm. The main 7 secret talents from an anonymous person on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Alex has no talents. Next.
Come on, comment. So
Alex's secret talent is being able to knock anybody on their ass. You wouldn't think so, because Alex is 5'4". But Alex could knock anybody on their ass. Alex could knock Sal on his ass, and I will not take criticism. But they could.
I feel like Ollie is really, really good at guessing things. Like, random shit. But Sal's the only person who'll, willingly be guessed of, what's in your head? So it's not clear whether Ollie's actually good at guessing things or just knows Sal too well.
Connor's is it's not particularly a secret, but I guess he probably has a few that he hasn't showed anyone that's less about card tricks, because his card tricks are the ones he shows. But he's probably got a couple other little magic tricks in the bag that he just doesn't show people.
Carmen is good at sewing, and it is definitely left over from high school and living with their parents.
It hasn't been shown in the podcast cast yet, but Sal's really good at doing hair.
Yeah.
Oh my god, metallurgy school, and I consistently forget that.
Yeah, he took night classes for cosmetology school when he was in high school, so.
Is there anything this man can't do?
Talk about his feelings.
That's literally what I was just about to say. That's literally what I was about to say. Okay, Lee, what's Devin's secret talent?
Devin? I don't know if I don't think I've ever mentioned this, but in my head, I felt like Devin as a kid kind of just did a little bit of archery for a bit, like for fun, and then that's all. it's a headcanon for the main character.
Alex does know how to do archery. I will say that Alex does know how to do archery. Oh. Alex can do that.
There we go. Also, I think Devin has just a good knowledge on a lot of different music. Mm. But I don't know if that's more secret or not.
I think their music stuff is pretty not secret. Is that everybody?
Dan.
Ah, that talent is being a problem. That's what it is.
That's less a talent. I mean,
he's very lucky with Monopoly for some reason.
He's so good. Why is he so good at card games?
I'd say really his talent is knocking back drinks he doesn't like.
That's also true.
Zach drinking red wine. Delicious.
The flavors are melting on my tongue.
I hate this man.
Is this more red wine, Fonda? Red
wine,
is good.
Is not good. You're wrong.
It so is.
Red wine tastes drinks.
It's disgusting. Cry, next question.
Red wine is good. You just have no taste.
The next few questions are all from the same person. They're all from Morgan, so I'm just going to say that now. The next question in general is, who is everybody's favorite character currently?
I'm sure nobody can guess who my favorite character is. It's Zach. Or Alex. It flip flops.
I just love Connor.
Yeah, I'll forever love Connor so much.
Connor, though Alex is a very close second.
My favorite character in season one is probably Devin. They're just funky. A child.
Funky.
I talk a lot about Carmen, but Carmen's actually not close to my favorite character.
Katie?
I think Devin's my favorite, too.
And Will?
Guys, I'm going to feel really biased now saying that Zach's my favorite.
I'll take
someone else. Now I'm just kind of here like, no, I am my own favorite character.
Zach Kinney. it's a very Zach character. It's a very Zach VA answer. I'll tell you that.
It is.
I wasn't going to say. I was trying to think, okay, who else can I say quickly? But I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Okay. What are you most excited for in season two? Without spoilers.
The characters.
Yes. I know. I think we're the same specific character. Without spoilers.
That we meet.
Episode 12. Episode 12 and episode 14, I'm very excited for. Oh, also the reveal at the mid-season-ish point. Those are the three big things I'm excited for in season two.
There are lots of big things happening in season two. It's very exciting.
There's so much happening in season two.
He's like, ah, finally, they're friends.
I'm very excited for the season two finale.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for any of the scenes Carmen is in, and I can't say why now, but I'll say why later. And I'm gonna tease Jace about it.
Am I allowed to give three things as well? I mean, Jace did. I'm excited for a specific character we meet, because
I think I might cut that out. I think that might be too close to spoilers.
Oh, I'm
understandable. Okay, I'm excited that I'm excited for a specific character we're gonna meet. I'm really excited for the series finale. And I'm really, really excited for Jace to inevitably tell me I need to.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
I don't remember.
Okay, no, I am really excited for the season two finale.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Okay. Finale is for something.
How did you come up with the character design? Dibs going first. Back off. Okay. Connor's character design. There aren't many things that specifically stand out about Connor's character design. Like, it's mostly just casual man you'd find at the street. Apart from, I guess, the main thing that stands out is his vitiligo. And that part of his character design did just come from my being, because it isn't obvious, because my skin has been completely colonized at this point. But, yeah.
White man BS. Your skin gave into the white man's BS cry.
Can I go next?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to, it was partially just screwing around on Pit Crew, but I wanted Carmen to be I wanted Carmen to be gentle, like this kind of gentle, queer person, gentle queer person, but also kind of nerdy. So it's like all of those things. He almost had freckles, which was fun, but...
Wait, does he not have freckles?
Z doesn't have freckles.
Why did I think Z had freckles? I think they just have freckle vibes.
Freckle vibes.
I'll tell you. Give me a sec. I'll tell you, just not out loud.
It might be a reason I'm thinking of. For Alex, I kind of just walked around on Pit Crew, and I was like... Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna leave this in. So, note to future Jace. I don't know if you're gonna leave this in or not. But two things about Alex. One, I wanted them to look as kind of unremarkable as basically possible currently. But also, I had a bit of fun designing ways that they've looked in the past because they've changed their appearance a couple times. So that was a fun thing to do. And a bunch of us have kind of done that, you know? Like, fleshed out, like, what did this character look like a few years ago, you know? Because
High School Carm, my beloved.
Changed a bunch of times. Yes, exactly, like, High School Carm.
I haven't particularly done that with Connor, because Connor's natural... Because most of what you guys have done is to do with, like, hair dye and stuff, and Connor's natural hair color is just Connor's natural hair color.
Yeah.
Rip, I should do that. Carry on.
When designing Ollie, mostly I just wanted them to have a mullet, because I really want a mullet and I'm too poor to get a mullet.
Do it yourself! What do you mean you're too poor to get a mullet?
I don't like cutting my hair myself. I like getting my friends to do it, and none of my friends are confident enough to cut a mullet in my hair, which is understandable. I got Christmas money for it though, so I am gonna get a mullet. My grandma is expecting me to get, like, just a nice haircut, but no, it's gonna be a mullet. And so I wanted them to have a mullet. But also I didn't want them to look, like, similar to me at all, because, like, yeah, they deserve a mullet, but also, like, I don't want it to be, like, projection hours. So I made them Dark Academia, because it's an aesthetic I really love, but I've never, like, wanted to pursue. So it's like kind of between Dark and Light Academia.
Archivist
Kenny. I thought it looked fun. I just thought funky.
Always a Sherlock, Kenny.
And also, I knew that they were a Sherlock Kenny, and I had to project that in some way. I'm not, but they are.
He's a Jonathan Sims Kenny.
Hades, I'm actually curious. How did you come up with Sal's design? The green streaks are a thing that's very, like, the most iconic thing about him, I think. And I'm curious about how you came up with his design.
I mean, I think I was just messing around. Let's see. Sorry, I'm going to my picture folder because I know that he originally had much shorter hair, so I'm wondering if he had them there. He did not. So originally he had just kind of like short brown hair. And then I was like, I want to do something with it. So then I just added long green streaks to his short brown hair, and then eventually all of us were like, no, give him long hair. He looks better with long hair.
I think that was partly my fault. I helped to yossify him. I looked at all these characters and I said, cool, how can we make them prettier? The answer was always paint their hair.
I can talk about Devin. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I kind of just started off with the name, and then I was like, what vibes does Devin in my head? And then I messed around on Pit Crew, and then I decided that Devin dresses like a Tim Stoker Kinney. Yeah. Yeah, and I tried so hard to make Devin like not like me, but you know.
Dan, tell us about Zach.
The same way Devin happened. What are the vibes? What is the most pretentious fucker I can make?
Yeah. We made him so pretty. I'm proud of us. He's so pretty. Okay.
Pretty.
What was the hardest scene or episode to record? I'm gonna say the entirity of episode one was a bitch, because when we were trying to record everything together. We all tried to get together. Yeah. Seven different schedules, like five different time zones. It didn't work. It did not work. That is the only episode we ever recorded together, and then we were all like,
we just don't record together anymore.
Yeah.
We do occasionally, but it'll be like two people. Right.
Jason and I record together.
I think this is the first time all seven of us have been in one call at the same time since episode one. Since we did that.
All of us were in episode one. Not all of us were here for episode one.
Yes, we were.
Who wasn't here for episode one? We were all here.
I can't remember, but I know I had to edit in someone's
lines. Hades wasn't there for a scene, but we did have a rehearsal the day before. We just didn't end up recording that day. So that was the last time all seven of us were in a call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we were all like a table read, yeah.
Does anybody else have a different episode that was really hard to record, or do we all agree that that was fucking
bitch? I agree that episode one also... So I agree about episode one. Also, episode 12 was all me. And also, there were two that I found, like, the most hard, and I can't remember the numbers, but it was the scene where Ollie finds a dead body. Awful. So difficult to record. And there's this one scene where Ollie talks to Zach, and I struggled so hard to make it sound passive-aggressive.
So you asked me to join call. Just so they could be passive-aggressive at me, they made me join the call.
No Thank problem. You.
I think... oh god, episode one was really hard to record, and I think that's partially just because I didn't... For me, it's partially A, getting us all together, but then there's, like, not knowing what I wanted to, like, sound like as Carmen. It's, like, it's much easier to do Carmen now.
Oh my god, in the first episode, I was trying so hard to keep my voice deeper for Alex, because I knew I wanted them to have a deeper voice than I did, and then it was just too hard to keep up, and my voice naturally kept migrating up, and eventually I just stopped.
I had the same thing with Zach. It does get higher progressively in the first few episodes.
It's fine.
I think my voice is also very inconsistent.
Yeah, mine too.
We're all just trans, it's fine.
Ollie is just my voice with a different, like, undertone. I don't change the actual voice. But it's definitely changed a lot since the first couple of episodes. I think I was trying to do a voice then, but I can't remember what it was.
Ollie is just your voice with a different font.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming
for. Cry, next question?
Yep. What's everybody's favorite ice cream flavor? I'm allergic to cow.
I'm also. But I eat ice cream.
Do they want in character too?
I like strawberry and pistachio. Alex probably likes, I don't know. Oh, no, I like the joke Cry made. Rum and raisin in his house.
I like
caramel, and I like sorbet, like, which is, I assume that's a thing in America as well.
Yeah.
It's not Japanese. And I think Ollie would like something boring, like, I don't know, vanilla.
Really
vanilla,
like,
or like mint chocolate chip, which is like boring, but
Ollie,
boring.
No.
I love mint, okay, I love mint chocolate chip.
You're wrong, and mint is bad. You're wrong, and mint is bad.
No, I love mint chocolate chip. Mint chocolate, some like really good mint chocolate chip.
Okay, I have to leave.
Oh no!
Mint is really good. No, what do you have against
this is
it?
Terrible! It hurts my mouth. I don't like it.
It's
makes my mouth.
I really like Were you still talking, Lee?
Oh, I was just gonna say, if Devin had a favorite flavor, I think it'd be strawberry. And that's there you go.
Strawberry is so good. I really like Neapolitan ice cream. Because I like chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
I think Carmen. I feel like Carmen would like either coffee flavored ice cream, even though they don't drink coffee, or they would like matcha ice cream, green tea matcha ice cream.
That's so good. I love matcha ice cream.
My favorite ice cream is butter pecan. It's just good. I just like pecans a lot.
Made up flavor. Pecan? Oh, like pecan. Yeah. Oh, it's just a language difference. I got so confused from that.
Yeah. I don't know. Sal likes mint chocolate chip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mint chocolate chip is good. I don't know what's wrong with Jace.
Yeah.
Mint is too spicy. Mint is too spicy and it hurts.
I'm like, my fingers are almost touching, so close to calling you a white person.
I almost
like, you are a white person.
We bite off tongues.
I am a white person. The other day I called gingerbread spicy and Cry laughed at me for being white, so
I simply replied haha white and then blocked you.
It's fine. I've had ketchup that I thought was spicy before, just plain ass ketchup. So
my god.
Oh. I hate
There's
white
a reason
people.
I'm such a picky eater. Anyway,
your stomach is broken. You can't afford to be a picky eater.
And yet, oh, I almost just made a really bad joke. I can't make that joke. Anyway, Will, ice cream.
I'm lame. I like mango or caramel.
That's not lame. Like those that. Are good. Those are good.
Zach likes like chocolate that. Chip and will not tell you that he does because it is not pretentious for him.
Zach pretends not to like ice cream. Zach's I'm above Zach eating that.
If you give him that vanilla chocolate pieces, he's done.
Zach's like, I'm above that. But then every time Alex says anything mean to him, he'll go home and just like devour an entire pint of Ben and Jerry's. Like, why don't they love me?
Exactly.
Zach liked where I worked because every time we ran out of vanilla ice cream, which was a lot, we'd put stracciatella, which is basically fancy chocolate chip ice cream. It's like vanilla Perfect. With chocolate chip on all of the desserts. I hated it. I think Zach would have liked it. It was okay. Also very.
I've got a question from an Anon on Tumblr. Is it pronounced Anon? Anon? I don't know how the fuck it's pronounced.
Anon, because it's anonymous.
I think it's Anon.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a question we can't answer, but it's a question. Who died, and why did Zach not go to their funeral? You have to know we're not going to answer that, dude. You have to know we can't answer that.
I mean, if you listen to the thing, it tells you who died.
It tells you one of the people who died. Yeah. You know that Zach's brother is dead. As for why he didn't go to the funeral, who knows? Not us.
Maybe it was too painful.
Maybe he was, busy. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of it.
I prefer that he's a bitch.
Yeah, all of the above. He was busy, he's a bitch, and he was sad.
Where does the inspiration for the show come from?
That's a great question.
Okay, wait, can I talk about this?
Please do so.
I remember when, because we all joined the same server, and mm-hmm. then eventually, I think it was Jace that was like, hey, let's make a podcast together.
It was me. I have the screenshot.
Because I was like, hey, I'm making a server for people who make podcasts, and we all joined it. And then Jace was like, what if we all make a podcast together? And we were all like, I'm down.
And then
a year ago today.
It took a couple days, but to figure out exactly what we were doing, I remember one iteration was there was this grocery clerk that bad stuff kept on happening to.
Okay, I remember exactly why. Though I remember exactly why one of the possibilities was the grocery store, and it was because it was because we were texting, and I was like, "I'm in the grocery store, BRB," or I said something about the grocery store. And then somebody was like, "In the grocery store," and they're like, "Oh, I thought you meant that for the podcast." And I was like, "No, I'm literally getting groceries."
I think that was me. That was like grocery store.
We did have that version that was just like gonna take place in like this massive like house slash. Oh, what are they called in English? Hotels.
Hotels. I'm gonna go look for the first conversation and see if I can find anything else. Give me a sec.
Okay, I remember how it happened, and I'm going to work around saying the spoilers, because big spoilers, but the initial idea that we had, it was a discussion. I remember because I wasn't part of the conversation, I was busy.
Beth, real quick, I found the grocery store thing. I said, in a grocery store right now, we'll elaborate in a minute, and then Cry said, bro, I thought you meant set it in a grocery store for a minute, and I was so ready to roll with it.
But the idea was essentially following this, originally it was a girl, it turned into Alex, and some specific stuff was happening with her, and we essentially, I believe, set it in the future of that. Like, the original podcast idea was essentially what Alex's backstory basically was gonna be, kind of, and we can't say any of it because it's all...
We actually came up with the idea really quickly, though. Like, I'm looking at this. We came up with the idea really quick. Let me reply to this so you guys can see what I'm looking at.
I don't want to wonder what you're looking at.
I think I remember I, like, was gone for a bit, and then I came back, and it was just, like, so much text. And
It was, like, you were gone for, like, 2 hours, and in the meantime, we planned the entire podcast.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what happened.
I suggested the one thing, and I'm so happy we did the one thing.
But look how quickly we figured it out. Like, what the fuck? How did we figure it out that quickly?
From Cass, a couple of messages from Jace, and then a huge part of the plot just right there.
Right? That's what I'm saying!
I found the grocery store message.
Dwayne Jim's back.
Yeah, hey, there's me suggesting a cashier.
Yeah.
I was the very first one to suggest things, and I'm so glad that I did that.
I hate Connor. Why am I here?
Oh, There's us dividing up the work. And then everything added up right there.
Imagine it staying like that.
Imagine it staying like that. The original plan was for me to just write the episodes and add ambiance to the lines that other people put together. That is not how it stayed.
That's not what happened.
We had a couple together, but then I was bad at it, so I did not continue doing it. Leveled really badly in the first episode that like everyone's at different volumes. That's the bit
I didn't realize that also, I was the one that suggested that.
I was helping put the lines together and then I had surgery.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm the one who I'm so proud of us. We sure came up with some stuff.
Now I'm in charge.
Yeah. And now Cry's in charge.
Sort of also in charge. We're co-in charge. No, Cry's in charge. Cry's the big one.
I'm in charge.
Don't Cry's yourself.
In charge. Cry's in charge of me.
Your DMs is a to-do list.
Cry's my boss, unfortunately.
Big boss man.
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 Oh my god.
It's been several days, but I'm glad someone noticed.
I noticed. I just forgot. Oh, I noticed. I just didn't say anything about it.
A question from the Tumblr.
Wait, real quick. I got a message. Probably, but that's less horror and more just trauma, I think. That's sort of hard.
That's the podcast.
That's it.
But no, we have finished the Tumblr questions. We are out of Tumblr questions.
Oh, okay. We've got one more from the Discord.
Yes, the one from
and that is.
Do we have
what is each character's favorite Pokemon?
I don't know shit about Pokemon.
I don't know.
I got one, so I can start it off. I think Devin's favorite Pokemon is Snorlax, and I feel like if they had like a stuffed of it, they would just hug it all the time. Aww. Just hugs.
That's so cute.
I'd say Connor's is Phoenix, which is basically just a firefox.
No, I love Phoenix.
Which is very good for like performance stuff.
I love Phoenix foxes.
Carmen's favorite is either Togepi or Eevee. But more than any Pokemon, Z just really likes Nerf Joy.
Oh, I love these.
I have a really, really cursed one. Again, I know nothing about Pokemon, so I don't know, like, I know nothing, this just, but wasn't there a, like, Detective Pikachu film?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I think Ollie's favorite would be Pikachu because
isn't there one that, like, carries the skull of its dead mother on its head or something like that?
Yeah.
Cubone.
Favorite.
And then when it evolves, its head just turns into the skull.
That's Alex's favorite, I've decided. Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
I hate it.
Tell me I'm wrong. You can't.
My favorite.
Oh, you're not wrong.
I have.
That doesn't mean I have to.
I think Devin also likes Psyduck because duck.
Psyduck.
What does Psyduck do? I like the name.
Psyduck literally explodes.
It's a psychic duck. Yeah, it gets stressed and then it explodes.
Me too. It's too late to change that for Alex's answer.
Oh, I found another question. When continue with this, I just found another question.
Are there any on the Twitter, by the way? I know there was a tweet about it, but I don't know
if I can. No. No, but I found another one.
No.
I found one that I asked ages ago, and it said, leave that for the Q&A, I've just found it. This is more of a structural debate I feel like we're about to have, but it's fine. Can the Seven of Hearts characters hear the horror music?
Okay, so there's one specific character I think could maybe hear the horror music. Y'all know who I'm thinking about.
Because
I think Ollie deserves to be able to hear it. I don't know if they can.
Thought about that much. I've just been like, oh yeah, it happens in the background. Until I read a scene that kind of looked like Ollie was arguing with the music. That's not particularly spoiler enough for those you can sing it out. But yeah, I read a scene that kind of looked like Ollie was like.
I have no idea what scene you're talking about.
No, shut up. But I can't tell if that was Ollie in breakdown mode or Ollie.
No, it was. I can tell you what it was. It was Ollie was hallucinating some stuff, and it said. So Ollie was either hallucinating voices, or there were voices that didn't pick up on their recording. It's
right,
not made
I think Ollie can hear the music,
that it was
though.
Improvised, but the person on the improvised opposite was not free. So I was just imagining random stuff being said. But that was a fully it had an in-world explanation. However, I'd like to think
Ollie can hear the music and constantly try to convince everyone around them that they can. Just like, something bad's about to happen, I hear the music.
No, Ollie wouldn't mention it because Ollie's so
scared. It's like playing Jumanji.
Ollie is so scared that people think they're crazy. So they're like, I think something bad's about to happen. And someone's like, why? And it's like, oh, there's no music. It's not music. What are you talking about? I don't
know. Do you guys hear boss music? Why is there boss
hot
music
take, all
playing?
Of the non-main character. All of the non-main character victims can hear it.
Oh.
Like that. That's funny.
Wait, I have...
Oh?
Hold on. I might put this in the... I need to put this...
This is something you need to type.
Okay, I have a question specifically for, like, me and... it's just something I thought of that Jace and I could answer.
Mm.
And that is, Jace, what's your favorite scene that you've edited so far?
My favorite scene that I've edited so far? I don't know. I hate editing. I hate it. I despise it. I don't know. None of them. I hate this podcast. No, I don't. What about you?
I really liked doing the scene.
Okay, actually, I love editing Alex and Zach scenes because I love Will's voice. I'll say that.
Yes. I'm trying to remember. I think I'm either remembering editing this or recording it, but the scene where Carmen asks Alex what love feels like.
You were very excited about that scene.
It's my favorite scene in the entire podcast so far. I've grown very fond of Alex and Carmen. Yes. I have a favorite scene in the podcast, and it's nowhere close to being posted yet. I've grown very fond of Carmen and Alex.
This is the problem with the fact that I'm currently writing season 3. There's so much we can't say. There's so much we all consistently want to say.
I know my favorite scene. It's just
my favorite things to audio edit are the last. So when we record audio commentaries, we do them in chunks of 3. My favorite ones to record are the third ones of all of them because it's really obvious that we've done 2 before. I don't know what happens between the second and the third, but everyone's crying in the third. Everyone's just like crying.
It's just we're mentally gone.
Imagine being mentally here the first
The last set.
Yeah, the last one out of the last set that I did, I had a bigger outtake episode. It was longer than the actual audio commentary.
I think that's
I was gonna say that's what happens when it's Cry, Me, Will, and Kit.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good place to end it. Any final notes?
Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah.
Final note. Love y'all. Hope you enjoyed the shitty.
I'm so glad you guys are listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Yes. Kisses to all of
them. Yeah.
Quick reminder, can't guarantee we'll be around or answer them, but you are always welcome to send us asks on the Tumblr, come chat with us on the Discord, tweet us on Twitter. Most likely, you'll be able to get in touch with one of us.
You could tweet the most random thing, and I'll see it. No, don't worry.
He sees all.
I see it all. I go hunting. At me. At me, cowards. That's my answer. At me, you cowards. I have to go hunting for this.
Go follow the characters' playlists. Go follow the characters' Twitters. They're
so funny.
To
expose those a bit more. We'll work on that.
Yeah. I need to be more active.
Stan.
Oh, I have friends. I have plans for being active on the Twitter, but nobody's gonna like it.
It's not the plan you're thinking of, is it? Or is this something I don't know about?
Oh no, you don't.
Terrifying,
know.
Horrible. Don't terrify me, all of you.
Give us money.
We have a Patreon. I'm not sure. You'll buy us microphone.
I've got so much content for the Patreon.
Oh yeah. Before we leave, big shout out to Cry. Just really quickly, huge shout out to Cry. He does so much. No matter how much I try and tell him,
yes,
please, like, take a break. He will not take a break. He does so much. He does the transcripts. He runs the Twitter. He recently edited a bunch of audio commentaries and scheduled them all for Patreon. He keeps us all on track with time. He's our big boss man producer. In short, big up to Cry. Thank you so much.
Ignoring
all of that, big thank you to our other VAs who and everyone who has got involved in season one or just has listened to season one or has joined the Discord, said hi, absolutely anything. Anyone who's been even remotely involved in season one, that's pretty cool.
If you're listening to this, we mean you. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, final thing of specifically looking at certain other podcast creators on the server. While we've got a stupidly long rambly episode, do people want to promote their stuff? Like, while we've just been promoting, like, the Patreon and stuff. I have nothing going on right now, but I know.
You can promo stuff on Twitter, I mean.
You could promo some of your stuff.
Me? Mixed Bad Luck is coming out soon. Go follow us on Twitter. That's if you're here for non-binary people making mistakes, I'm sure you'll like it. Gold Staff, anyone who's ever been able to tell Devin and Carmen's voices apart. Congratulations.
I don't even know how.
I can't hear it.
The only reason I can tell them apart by now is because of how much time I have now spent talking to Cass and how well I know her voice now. That's the only reason I can, because at first I had trouble with it too, which made audio editing a nightmare, by the way. So you know.
Oh no.
Will has to go, so I'm going to promote Tales of Beatus Fatum.
It's very good.
So good.
Thank you.
Yep.
I will. I love you.
It's become my job to promote it anyway. I promote it on any social media I can get my hands on. So
that's true.
Oh
yeah.
I'm trying to have a
In the Sun's Fire. Yeah. Cass and I are writing it. You'll hear a couple familiar voices. Yeah, that's it. That's the tweet. She's not a MILF.
I got to play a MILF.
She is not a MILF.
She is.
No.
Let phone play a MILF.
Let phone play a MILF, but she is not a MILF. I know.
You're just cowards. If you want to listen to a bad... I won't say it's bad. If you want to listen to the first podcast that I did, it's Sorry for the Interruption. Good luck. It Yep. Oh boy. If you're like people getting sucked into voids and talking about their lives. Yep. I guess.
Hey, is there anything else to promo?
No.
I
don't know. When will this come out?
Probably next week at some point. It depends on how quickly I can get it edited, full honesty. I don't know. When do we think it should come out?
Soon. Audition.
Do you want me to put it on Monday?
Audition.
Yeah. Audition for A Bullet's Haze, Cowards.
Oh, I can put the link. I can put the link in the I can put the link in the episode description if you want. The bullet page.
Yeah.
Yes. Remind me before I post it, and I'll do that. Okay. All right. That is a wrap. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Bye, Craig.
Bye.